It's 9:06 at WEOL. It's the Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on North Ridgeville, coming to you from the City Diner. We're in a four-top. Isn't that what they call this, Tom? Or what is the, what's the lingo for tables like this? Is there a...
The what?
Isn't there a lingo for this? Like a four-top or a...
This is a six-top.
Six-top.
Yeah.
What's a six-top?
A table for six people.
Oh. Now, what about over here? You've got a table for, like, I don't know what, 40 people.
What's
going on over here?
That's our Wednesday morning car club. They are the mob.
The mob?
The mob, as in men out to breakfast.
I see.
Yeah.
Very good. And they're here every Wednesday then?
They're here every Wednesday morning. They come in, they have breakfast. They're car enthusiasts. They're into older cars, hot rods.
How about that? We're talking with Tom Colliff, the owner of City Diner here. Thank you so much for having us out. We really appreciate it. We've enjoyed our stay here. Tell us how you got into the business and how you ended up here at the City Diner.
Well, that's a long story, but I'll give you the short version.
Okay.
Started as a dishwasher in college, and here I am now.
That about does it. How long have you been here?
Here, I started in 97. This restaurant has been in business since 93. And I became part owner in 97, and here I am. We had quite a few changes. We were Laurel's at one time. We were Tim's Grill at one time. We were Time Out's sports bar. And now we're back to basics of City Diner.
And that reflects, I guess, what's on your menu then, too?
Correct. From burgers to breakfast to omelets, you name it, we have it.
Why Tim and not Tom?
Because Tim is my partner.
Ah.
Yes.
So then it could have become Tom's.
Maybe one day down the road. I doubt
that?
It.
I often wonder what goes into a name or a name change, and that...
It you try to incorporate your menu, your atmosphere, your attitude in what your name is going to be, because people reflect on your name as what they expect when they walk through the door.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about the group that's here every Wednesday.
Correct.
The men out for breakfast, obviously they like what they see here. They like what they eat here. They come back every week. And I'm sure you have other regulars too.
Absolutely. That group started with like six guys, decided to come in, meet every Wednesday morning about 5 years ago. And they're growing. Every now and again, they add new members.
Well, that says something about you. You've created a hospitable place for them to come. They enjoy coming here. They enjoy the food. So it obviously, word of mouth is a big important thing to business.
It's absolutely the best advertising is the word of mouth. People walk in the door and be happy with what they get. And they come back, tell their friends, tell their neighbors. Go on the radio and tell the world.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, when you put together a staff, what do you look for in a good staff?
Somebody who's personable, happy, good attitude, just a good person that people don't mind dealing with. I don't have to like them, really.
Just the customer has to.
Customers have to like them.
Yeah. Speaking of things the customers like, we've seen the breakfast menu because we've been here during the morning. What do you usually have on the menu for lunch or week daily specials and things like that?
What we're known for is our soups. We make homemade soups every morning from scratch, not out of a can or a box or a bag. That's one thing we're known for. We sell a lot of it to go. People come and get it by the quart, you know. And also another thing that we're known for is our homemade potato pancakes. They're old-fashioned, made almost every other day. We make potato pancakes. We sell them as to go, as by themselves or as a sandwich. Well, as a breakfast sandwich also.
Do any of these recipes come from you, your heritage, people that you...
No, make? Not really. I just I listen to a lot of people, and when they tell me something, I kind of go in the kitchen and try to put it together and see how I can come up with something.
Now, we discovered today is actually your day off. I didn't know people who own restaurants actually have a day off. But...
Well, it's not really my day off. Monday is my day off, but today is my first day of vacation.
Oh, okay.
So, but here I am.
Well, you're checking out. You probably surprised some of your workers and thought, hey, he's not going to be here. He's on vacation for a while.
They were wishful thinking.
Well, again, we are at the City Diner, and we've enjoyed our time out here this week. 3 days spotlighting North Ridgeville, the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater spotlight North Ridgeville. Tom, thanks for being a great host, and appreciate your time.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
And just to let you know, we did ask the mayor about the widening of Center Ridge, because you put that request in. So when he was here, we talked about it. He told us, what, 2 feet on this side?
2 feet on this side. 39 on the other.
So this side has 2 feet of easement of sorts as well.
Well, that's good. That's, you know, good to know, because we're not really concerned about loss of property, because we knew that wasn't going to be much on this side. The only problem is the length of the construction is what worries a lot of the businesses, including myself.
Right.
Because, as everybody knows, everybody will be avoiding Center Ridge at that time.
Right, and if it's not convenient for them, that sometimes they might not be stopping by, or you might not even get the traffic of people who come by and are looking for a place to see your City Diner Center.
We're hoping construction workers are working on the road to patronize us through the time.
There you go. Look, he's on the positive side. Again, our guest talking out with Tom from the City Diner. Thanks for sharing the time again with us. And we're heading off to Dave Ramsey now is the morning. Unless Craig did, oh, by the way, your Little Green Army Men, I found the gummy version, which I presented to you earlier. I've come to the conclusion that's more of a green apple flavor than sort of a lime as well.
All right. And before we leave,
they're not as good as the gummy Coke bottles or the gummy sharks that I picked up there.
No. Do want to say thank you to our on-site coordinator, Susie Peters, also to our engineers, Terry on site, Patrick back at the station, and Alan on the console, keeping us on the air throughout these 3 days. So we appreciate it all.
Yes, and a little shout out to TheraFlu. That's all I have to give that.
Blow your nose. Go ahead.
Yeah, before then, I got the sanitizer here too, as well. And I did fist bumps with the people so they wouldn't have to handle.
And if anyone this morning, you know, you want to stop by the City Diner for breakfast or lunch, and you want to try the toy house claw thing right next to us here.
Right.
There's a new One Direction Liam doll in there for anyone who's a big fan of One Direction.
Yeah, that's the older Liam, though. Or the younger Liam. I mean, it's the older doll, but the younger Liam. That's Liam with a lot more hair.
Really?
Liam got shorter hair.
You know your Liams.
Liam's got shorter hair these days.
Okay.
So that's the original Liam doll wearing the brown vest. There's also a Rudolph and some of the holiday-themed animals.
And our regular gentleman who's been here every day taking his chances with the toy house. Today he walked out with eight stuffed animals. He tried for Liam, couldn't get them.
Well, he usually, as you say, find out he donates them as well. So we've enjoyed our time here this morning, and